make a baby on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy and I'm a rock and roller. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers. Fight for the USA. I never was captain of a football team. And you ain't never been a prom.
The Queen of Cheap has not yet arrived or re-arrived on the scene. I've never been around anybody who has as much drama in her life as Roberta Fasanelli
does.
Everybody
knows the trouble she's.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway, that having been said, Jennifer Horne is back in the fold. She'll have the television report. I want to give you extra time, but we'll see how that works, because in the next half hour we're going to meet Dr. Deborah Maluski, who is a researcher and works on the Ford Motor Company's environmental impact. The reason I invited her is because she directs an all-female team.
Oh, like a girl band.
Well, a girl, I guess, a girl band, yeah. A girl research group. The first to exhibit soy-based foam. Foam. I don't know.
You just say all girl, and all of a sudden Doug just goes,
never mind. We'll talk to her in the next half hour of the Good Day program. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the shutdown and the casualties. Ken Kessler is following this for us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm getting that you're not getting much except the same old here. I'm trying to color this up somewhat with the different approaches, even though a lot of the callers that we have at 888-302-DOUG are pretty much on to the same business, disabled people, checks aren't getting here, Congress is a bunch of bums, we don't have power, they have all the power, all of that stuff. Anything different from those themes, Kenny?
Well, we posted on the Facebook page how is the shutdown affecting you. Mickey says, never been better.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Okay.
Chad says, if it wasn't for the media, 99.9% of the population wouldn't even have known there was a shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're right, yeah.
I don't think they are, and I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
Only you?
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me to.
There are a lot of random activities of daily life that can be imperiled by a shutdown of the government. If you're taking out a mortgage, getting married in a park, going for a foliage drive, even cashing a check.
A foliage drive.
We are finding, collectively as Americans, that the government entails a lot more than the faceless bureaucrats that crank out red tape. If you look at a couple of October weddings, including nine this week, that are in jeopardy because they were scheduled for monument sites on the National Mall. Same for a New Jersey couple planning to get married at the Grand Canyon. So they have permits to get married in these various places, these memorials, but they can't.
I heard about the couple who was getting married at the Grand Canyon yesterday. I saw an interview with them, and all they did was just move their wedding to Sedona.
Well, that makes sense.
They still
move
got
somewhere
married.
Else. Right.
Yeah.
There's a new Twitter hashtag. It's hashtag shutdown wedding. That'd be interesting.
I think it's a great story to tell, actually.
Yeah.
In 30
right.
years.
Yeah. Also canceled a weekend KKK rally at Gettysburg's National Military Park.
That's terrible.
Yeah, there is a silver lining for that. Let's see here. Tourism, public events are in jeopardy. A lot of bus trips to Washington at this time of year. Here's the story of a Wisconsin farmer who can't cash a check for a cow he sold. Ben Bransel is his name. The farmer has a loan from the Farm Service Agency. He can't cash the check without both his signature and one from an FSA official, and they're closed, so he can't cash his check to buy feed for his cows. Borrowers applying for a mortgage expect delays, especially if the shutdown is prolonged. That's because a lot of lenders need government confirmation of applicants' income tax return and Social Security data. mortgage industry, people say they expect bottlenecks on closing loans if the shutdown goes past this week. Low to moderate income borrowers, first-time home buyers seeking government-insured mortgages from the FHA expect longer waits because they don't have any staff. Even workers who get their paychecks from a state government aren't safe from the ripple effects here. An assortment of state workers around the country are on furlough because the money for their jobs comes from Washington. I was talking about this the other day. Bridges, road work, all that stuff has stopped in many areas. So this is just a little bit, the iceberg. It brings around to popular consumption what I said the other day. Do not ignore, and you can't this way, how much the government, the federal government, has inveigled itself into everybody's life. They bribe the states. You won't get any money from us unless you do this. And so all of these things now have this. Remember Reagan's trickle-down economics? That's really what this is. Trickle down, and you see how much of your life is affected by what happens, by the spending that's done with your tax dollars in Washington, or the money that's borrowed in your name. And now, one of the things that people seem to be sweating is whether or not we'll be able to pay our bills in 2 weeks, because the next crisis that these morons can't seem to figure out is what to do about the debt. Stop spending more than we take in. How about that?
Kind of what I have to do when I hit my debt ceiling.
Right.
Yeah, which, by the way, I might have done, maybe.
And how did it feel when you hit that ceiling?
It hurts. It hurts. But, you know, you make those hard cuts and, you know, go to Payless and it's fine.
Yeah, Payless shoes. Well, don't buy so many shoes. How many pairs of shoes do you have, honestly?
Probably about 30, 25 maybe. Well, with flip-flops, 30 probably.
Why do you have so many? How many shoes can you wear? Why do you have so many shoes?
About 30.
Yeah, but you can't wear them all at the same time.
Here's the thing.
A brown one, that's it.
I don't have a grotesque amount. I have black shoes, a lot of black shoes. I have casual shoes. I have work black heels, and I have fancy black heels.
I have an idea. Yeah. This would make a great video blog.
Yeah, I'm going to take you into my shoe closet?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm on my way to California this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'll be in your studio tomorrow morning.
Come to my closet.
As soon as you're done, go right to your closet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy. And, you know, the sad thing is I keep my shoes forever, and I don't spend a lot of money on them. Some of them are kind of tattered, so I need to get rid of some. You can help me purge.
Okay, I can do that, yeah. I'm good with women's shoes.
Mine will probably fit you, actually.
Great. 888-302-3684. Help yourself. If you have a good story to tell, or you want to crab a little,
or if you wear women's shoes.
Yeah, or if you wear women's shoes.
Call
us. To 8302 Doug. How about we whiten your teeth right now? Because brighter, whiter teeth seems to be the number one thing that most adults would change about their appearance. When asked, people said, "I want to make my smile better." That's according to a recent survey. So if you're thinking about whitening up your teeth before, stop, just a second, before you invest in that pricey bleaching kit, or you buy toothpaste that has sandpaper in it, or you do something else that's silly, listen to your friend Uncle Dougie and first of all, you got to understand what discolors your teeth and your enamel. Maybe one of the things that you could do is stop doing the things that make your teeth yellow in the first place, drinking too much coffee, tea, wine, smoking, all of that sort of thing. So you'll stop that. But in order to take care of that which is already damaged, you need to call 800-865-7602 and order Power Swabs. Power Swabs are the first tooth detergent. It comes from a combination of ingredients, including mostly coconut oil. That's how the cleansing works. It is the ultimate stain removal and whitening product on the market today, and you can get it thanks to this connection that I have with the folks at Power Swabs. You call them and directly, they send you their product. You have to go through the middleman. You have to go to the drugstore. You call 800-865-7602 and get the 5-minute solution to whitening your teeth risk-free. Try it. If it doesn't work, you send your money back. 800-865-7602. So it's clinically proven. It cleans your teeth fast. It's developed by a dentist, and there's no sensitivity. All right? What more could you want? 800-865-7602. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get the Stain Out Quick Stick, which means you can clean up your teeth on the go, and you'll also get free shipping. It's really great. Remove years of stains off your teeth. 800-865-7602.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Together, these two men have 5 Emmys for comedy. Combined, they have 19 years starring in TV's top comedies. Put them together and they stand 11 feet 3 inches and headline NBC's all-new Thursday night comedy lineup. Sean Hayes.
Damn, kaboobs!
And Michael J. Fox.
Yes, you're finally getting it.
At 9, 8 Central, it's Sean Saves the World, followed by The Michael J. Fox Show, named the most exciting new series by the Critics' Choice Awards. 2 men, 1 hour of comedy. Tonight, a whole new NBC Thursday.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy, 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Doug Steffen's good day. 888-302-3684. Here's Eugene listening in Eugene on Congress.
It's a terrible day, I'd say. The fact that the health care law, which is a law, is being used to shut down the government, putting hundreds of thousands of workers out of a job, basically, who all have bills to pay. And it seems as if people don't realize that we're the people. Some of us are those that are out there saving their lives or making sure they're safe. The fact that the Republicans want to piecemeal things, giving them the opportunity to pick and choose what's important and what's not, is absolutely ridiculous. And the argument that the Democrats aren't willing to negotiate, keep in mind there were other parts of this law or other parts of the budget as well, which included a lesser amount of money that the Democrats did agree to. So the Republicans need to take a look at themselves.
All right. So let's give this a rest a little bit.
Focusing
on the X Factor, Jennifer's television report, and we talk about women in science.
Ooh, I like that.
In the next half hour of the Good Day program. It's 21 after now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Foolishness goes. I say that because you know how I am about these singers and the kids screaming in the back, and I don't even know who this person is. His name is Jeff Gutt, G-U-T-T, singing Amazing Grace on the X Factor. They have a group, four different groups apparently. Are they age-based, Jennifer?
Yeah, they're age-based. They're based on, you know, there's a boy group, a girl group, over 25, and a groups group.
This is the over 25 group, apparently. So, Gut singing Amazing Grace. Let's move on.
Isn't it sad that 25 is old on the X Factor?
Yeah.
The seniors are over 25.
Here's a lady named Rachel Porter singing Irreplaceable.
Everything you own in a box to the left. This isn't going well.
No. Sounds like every other kid that comes along, warbling voice. Forget it. Let's keep going. Laurie Moore.
Close your eyes.
I'll make love to you.
Make a wish.
It's a good song, anyway.
And blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate.
Now, she's the first person I've heard we've listened to. A couple of different bits of input.
I actually thought it was a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Rachel Porter. I like this. Kenny, what do you think?
This doesn't really do anything for me.
No? Really? Must be the only one. Crank it up for a minute, Michael.
I'll make love to you like you want me to.
I like it. I don't know, maybe it's just I like the song, but I don't think, if I didn't like her, I still wouldn't like it. I think she's okay with this.
Really? Yeah, it's not doing it for me.
Really? Okay. Well,
that's
two out of three,
though.
I'll keep moving, then, because you and Kenny don't
she
like her.
She doesn't advance to the next round.
All right, with us anyway.
Yes.
Allison Davis singing TikTok. No, I already don't like her.
Right, I might like it.
You like it?
Let's hear.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the man, Jeff Brinkman, singing Without You on the X Factor last night. Don't like this either.
This isn't bad.
You like his voice?
Without you.
He's talking.
Yeah, you're right. No, I'm not feeling any of it.
All right, let's keep going. Denny Smith.
I'm gonna wait till
yes.
This voice?
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is like, as a former program director, we used to always listen to tapes of prospective announcers or prospective entertainers on the air. And if they don't grab you in 4 or 5 seconds, forget it.
Yeah.
This guy grabbed me with his first bit. Yeah. What about you, Kenny? Thumbs up or down?
I'm not sure. Better than what we've heard so far.
Yeah. All right. Jennifer?
I'd agree with Ken.
All right. Next contestant is a fellow named James Kenny.
Sometimes in our lives.
Ah! Yeah. Yucca. Anybody disagree with me?
I don't feel like they have great time. Is this still the audition phase?
No. Yeah, it's the audition phase. Isn't it Kenny? He's the audition.
I'm not sure. I haven't watched X Factor in a while.
All right, well, get rid of this guy.
I ain't doing it either.
Oof. Lily McLeod. It's still a chance. Ends the over 25 group.
Even when there's no one sitting there.
Oh, no. And what are they all screaming about? Good Lord.
Because there's a sign that says applause, and they just do it.
Yeah. All right. I like Lori more. That's it. 28 minutes after the hour. This is Doug Steffen Good Day Program. We go boo on the X Factor.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Missing pets. Nothing could be more worrisome or devastating to a pet guardian to come home and find out their pet is missing. Listen to these statistics, folks. Approximately 5 to 10 million pets are lost every year, and less than half are returned. But pet guardians can take a number of steps to give their pets the best chance of finding their way home. First of all, provide your pet with a proper ID and a microchip. And as soon as you notice your pet is missing, immediately start searching right away. Don't say, well, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go in an hour. Look right away. Advertise, 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 offer reward. And this is important. Physically go to your shelter and shelters surrounding your neighborhood consistently. The volunteer you spoke to on Monday might not be there on Tuesday, and you don't want the opportunity of your dog to be adopted to someone else, or even worse, euthanized, to take place. So make sure when you lose your pet, you check right away, go to the shelters, contact the policeman, and check with the mailman. They know every nook and cranny in the neighborhood. Oh, more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Another action-packed half-hour of conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Thursday. Jennifer Horn along with her own spin on what's what and who's who. And Ken Kessler here. We're all working to help you understand what's going on this good American day. The government shutdown is on people's minds. The new Health Care Act is on people's minds. The L.A. Dodgers have announced that Vin Scully may retire.
Well, every year he might retire.
After the next baseball season.
Yeah, he's good
already
for
said
next,
he was in for
yeah,
next
he's,
year.
He's good for 2014.
Right. So that means he'll be, I think he's 84 now, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he always says, every year could be my last. I mean, which is true for all of us, but especially as you get to an advanced age.
Could be my last year.
Could be your last year. You never know.
Could be. Yes.
So I just hope the Dodgers are going into postseason play, and I really, for Vinny's sake, wouldn't that be great? One more World Series
why
before.
Why does it have to be for his sake? Why would it just be for...
Because it would be great to have Vin get one more World Series. He's such a Dodger fan. He's just...
Well, he is... He's a homer.
He is the Dodgers.
They call him not.
He's not a homer. Actually, I take the offense. I think he's pretty well balanced.
I don't think so.
A Dodger fan. I mean, he is truly, I think, the greatest play-by-play person we have in baseball. Wouldn't you agree?
At the moment, most of the people that are doing play-by-play lack what the good old boys, the people that came from. The earlier, I think when baseball first became very popular, guys like Kurt Gowdy, who did a great job with the Red Sox and then became a national figure. I'm thinking about Mel Allen, who did the Yankees. That ilk. Those guys are not around today. They're just...
Vin Scully.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So, he's around with those guys.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on just a second.
Uh-oh. Fly swatter or something?
Yep. Yeah.
Really? Are we really killing a fly right now?
Really? We got a lot of things to do here. I can't get too distracted by these doggone, these dadgum flies.
Boy.
All right. So the other thing, we've gone beyond being interested in the shutdown. There's nothing new here other than these fools talk about how it threatens national security. That sounds like the same play that we got with the 2% solution.
Yeah. If you're so worried about it, let's fix it. Come on.
Yeah, right. And then, of course, the story from Idaho where this woman was missing in the national park there, and nobody would go out and look for her. The search effort was hindered because they aren't getting paid, so they're not going to go look for her. And then about a dozen of the rangers decided they'd volunteer and go out and try to find her, Kenny? That was the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's something else that's going on today that I think people ought to know more about. The NFL is dealing with yet another problem that's concussion-related. Some of the former NFL players who were originally included, remember the $765 million proposed settlement of that class action lawsuit brought against the league over concussion-related medical problems? Now, many of them say they're going to opt out of the settlement because they don't like the compensation. They also want to help ensure that any secret information about concussion injuries will finally be made public. Part of the deal was they wouldn't talk. The players would not talk about this. And the story today that goes along with this is that the NFL, apparently crusading against this thing as it got started. I don't know where all that noise is coming from. Where's that noise coming from? All right, anyway.
Maybe it's the fly.
Yeah. This is something that goes on. Now, many of you know of my discussion regarding... I started talking about this when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg, and it didn't set well there then, and it still doesn't set well there and other places where the schools seem to be dependent on the football program, whether it's college, whether it's high school. Well, look at what goes on in Florida and in Texas and California, wherever football, there's a mania.
Mm-hmm.
And so you bring these things up, and people want to take you out back and shoot you. I was very unpopular when I brought this up the first time around.
And there, I mean, you don't have to kill the whole program to take better measures to protect people's brain health. I mean, there are different kinds of helmets that people can use. You can teach kids how to take hits differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things that we could do to protect it that we're not doing without just short of killing, you know, without killing the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, it'll be very interesting to see some of this pretrial discovery that's going on now because of the things that I was just talking about.
It's real. That's
NFL
for sure.
Denied there was any link to concussions in football and that sort of thing. They're going to lose a lot more than $765 million. I'm going to bet here. Thoughts as you think of them. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day. Email to Doug, Jennifer, or Ken, plus Rich at DougStefan.com. In a moment, we meet Dr. Deborah Molesky. We'll talk about women in science.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Together, these two men have 5 Emmys for comedy. Combined, they have 19 years starring in TV's top comedies. Put them together, and they stand 11 feet 3 inches and headline NBC's all-new Thursday night comedy lineup. Sean Hayes.
Damn, caboobs!
And Michael J. Fox.
Yes, you're finally getting it.
At 9, 8 Central, it's Sean Saves the World, followed by The Michael J. Fox Show, named the most exciting new series by the Critics' Choice Awards. Two men, 1 hour of comedy. Tonight, a whole new NBC Thursday.
A whole new NBC Thursday will be discussed by Jennifer Horn, the television report coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day. In the meantime, Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I want you to meet Dr. Deborah Molesky, who's part of the Heidelberg Lecture Series. That was when I was on the board, I remember back to the spring of 2010. Those of you who are new to the program, I used to be on the board of trustees at Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio. My alma mater is on the board for 12 years. One of the great things was meeting John and Patricia Adams. I happen to consider John a very good friend. I love Patricia, his wife. They have been very successful in life and are a great partnership. They're a great team. And so Pat Adams decided she wanted to create a unique new lecture series at Heidelberg to bring to the campus exceptional women, female leaders from a broad spectrum of personal and professional backgrounds. And over the years since then, there have been great speakers. I'm eager to get to meet Dr. Molesky. Dr. Deborah Molesky is going to be the speaker tonight. She's an engineer. She's been with the Plastics Research Group for 25 years. The work she does to improve Ford Motor Company's environmental impact is pretty amazing because she has an all-female team. I find, Dr. Molesky, by the way, thanks for being here, and I'm sure you're going to garner a great group. I've always loved going into Cyberling Gymnasium and having a great crowd listening to someone like you who has a strong message. The essence of this bothers me, however, because... Oh. I will tell you, many people have heard this from me before. I object to people who are categorized, and because you're successful as a woman, seems to me the mentioning of women is degrading. You are successful because you are good at what you do, and the fact that people make something out of it because you're a woman, it bothers me because
well,
I don't
I
like
guess
that
I
prejudice.
I agree with you there. It would be the best, the most ideal if we could all just acknowledge ourselves as human beings.
Yeah.
That's the end game. But to be honest, I was one of very few women in Ford Research Lab 27 years ago. And so I've been able to work with some great women, recruit some great women over the years. And, you know, things are changing.
Well, let's talk about that. And there are two things here that seem to me are a focus. How things are changing for women in science. And how things are changing when it comes to the environmental impact of some of our big companies. I know you work with Ford. This all-female team was doing a lot of investigating into soy-based foam. Now, that doesn't seem to be, doesn't sound like it's that important, but I'm guessing it is from your perspective, is it not?
Yes, it is. So beyond fuel economy, beyond powertrains, we are changing the way we select our materials for the interior and exterior plastics on the vehicle. There's about 300 pounds of plastic on a typical vehicle, so about 10%
wow.
of the total weight. If we can change that from 100% petroleum-based plastics to things that are sustainable, that we can grow, that produce less CO2 emitted into the atmosphere, I think it's a good thing because Ford produces millions of vehicles each and every year, and we're even willing to share these environmental technologies not only across the automotive industry with our competitors, but also with the mattress industry, with child seat, with office furniture, home furniture industries. So I think we can make a significant impact given the size of our group sitting here at Ford Research and making those material choices.
Go ahead.
We're actually researching the materials in the lab and making them to perform as good or better as the petroleum-based materials that we've used for the past 50 years. So I think it's exciting.
I do, too. I think it's great. You and your colleagues, the all-female team, have 10 different U.S. patents. Is that true?
Yes, we do, on various biomaterial technologies, but also some other lightweighting technologies for plastics. Ways to put carbon dioxide bubbles into the center of plastics to make them lighter. Years ago, nobody would worry about making a plastic material lighter. It's already light, right?
Yeah.
But when we're squeezing out that fuel economy, now people care.
All right. So to make the point that I was making earlier with you, that is the business about women and the separation of identity, there's a study that Yale published proving that physicists, chemists, biologists are all likely to view a young male scientist more favorably than a woman with the same qualifications. Don't you want to just kick somebody after you hear that? That's outrageous.
Yeah.
And that's what bugs me. And that's why I made the comment that I did a few minutes ago with you.
Yeah, it's interesting. As society evolves, I think women are going to get into the workforce, but also stay in the workforce. When I started my PhD, the first thing my advisor asked me was, are you going to stay till the end?
Yeah.
And that was because the three women previous had left in the middle of their theses. So I think with support, women will stay in there and have an entire career.
One out of five physics PhDs in our country go to women. About half of those women are American. Many others are coming from various other parts of the world, African, Latino candidates, that sort of thing. But what when I'm looking at this thing, what bothers me more than the numbers of people involved is the pay differential. Women scientists, according to the study, get $4,000 a year less than men who have the same education and are doing the same thing. That's even more outrageous than all the other things that we put together here.
Yes, and we're trying to address that issue.
Yeah.
Part of that is due to dropping out of the workforce, at least temporarily, during young children, the time when you have young children. Ford has some programs called Transitional Work Agreement where you can go to part-time for the years where your children are small. And I think those programs like that that support women throughout their entire career, and men as well, will be utilized more and more and will try to close that pay gap.
Yeah. Well, I think there are a lot of things to talk about. I'm sort of wishing John Adams, when I saw him last year, wanted me to come to one of these things. And there are times when I do want to come back to Heidelberg, especially when there are things like this being presented. I'm sure you'll do well. Those of you listening in Tiffin and Northwestern Ohio on the stations that we have there, if you want to go to heidelberg.edu/Pat Adams, all one word, P-A-T-A-D-A-M-S. You can find out more about Dr. Molesky's appearance tonight and perhaps take in some of the wisdom that she has imparted here for the past few minutes. Nice meeting you. Nice having you here. Best of luck, Dr. Molesky.
Thanks very much.
Thanks
for the
message.
It was a pleasure, and I look forward to my day at Heidelberg today.
Yes, you'll have a good time there. Say hello to all my friends, and even some of the people who aren't my friends. Say hi to them, too. Take good care. It's 12 before the hour. Jennifer checks television in a moment here on Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, big time stuff here.
Big time.
Big time stuff. Jennifer and the television go together.
May not know science, Dougie, yeah, but I sure know TV.
Bill O'Reilly, the book Killing Kennedy, movie
yeah.
based on the book, is airing on November 10th. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but
I'll
watch it.
Coincides with the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination.
Sure.
Rob Lowe is playing Kennedy in the film, by the way. I was listening to O'Reilly talk the other day about his next book. He's very prolific when it comes to writing.
He's got $6 million advance for that book.
Yeah. Yeah, he's well, they've got a built-in publicity source with his television show, which is
sure.
the most popular on Fox. And then,
name in town.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else do you have?
Right, all right, the coroner's report is back, and it's finalized on the death of Glee star Corey Monteith. He apparently was shooting heroin and drinking champagne, because that was always the best of combos the night before he died.
You know, who cares?
Yeah,
well,
sorry.
A lot of people
I'm tired of this. I really am. Glorifying this guy.
Yeah.
He was a punk.
Well, I think it was kind of odd that they honored him at the Emmys.
Yeah,
so they
It was very bad, in very bad taste.
We still glorify Jimi Hendrix and Elvis.
Absolutely, you do. All right, also in other news, things coming to an end. Chelsea Handler is single. She's
really?
The host of Chelsea Lately.
What a coincidence that I'm going to L.A. today.
She's kind of cute, and she's your type. She's blonde, too.
She's a little nasty.
All right, Jenny Garth in talks to reunite with her 90210 co-star Tori Spelling. And the ABC Family pilot Mystery Girls. Amber Tamblyn's been promoted to series regular over at CBS's 2.5 Men. And she's good. She's gotten a lot of attention lately. Bob Newhart also coming back to the Big Bang Theory on CBS.
All right. There it is, boys and girls.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Input from the Money Pit co-captain at moneypit.com, the home improvement radio show that everybody listens to. Everybody. If you're not listening to this show, you are not everybody. You're not every man. You are out of it. You're a loser. If you're listening to Tom Kreidler.
Wow,
Leslie.
Strong words.
Yes, they are.
They are strong words.
They are strong words. And I've got strong things to back up my strong words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just keep me around to help fix the farm now and again.
Well, yeah, come on up. We can use a little fixing.
Speaking of, I could use you out in L.A., Tom.
All right. Tom and Leslie Segretti.
Maybe next summer we have the whole summer fix-up tour.
That'd be fun.
Cover the entire Doug Steffen team.
There you go. All right, that's what you, did you do that this summer? You. Or is that last summer? Next summer, I mean.
Yeah, next summer.
Next summer.
Ooh, you know what? I have one for you. I didn't think I had a question for you, but I do. Hey, Tom, I just got 2 pug puppies, and when we take them out, we have to walk down our deck steps at night, and it gets dark. So I was thinking about putting some floodlights on the back of the house.
Right.
But I don't want to go through all the problem of, you know, running the electricity and blah, blah, blah. And I'd help my uncle install a solar floodlight in his driveway.
Yeah.
And it seemed to work really well. What do you suggest?
I've seen that they do work really well. What I've not seen, Rich, is that they don't seem to be as durable, certainly not nearly as durable as an electric fixture. So I think it's almost a seasonal product in the sense that people put them out for part of the year and then maybe put them away because they just sort of stick in the ground. I've not seen that they are durable enough to really, you know, stand up to the snow and the ice and all of that.
Okay. Yeah, his was plastic. All right, so let me check on that. Thank you.
Really? Now, can we get back to the Doug Stephan Day program, or is this the Rich McFadden Day program?
That's all I have.
That's good. Nice to hear from you, Richie.
Be on your way.
Yeah, right. You want me to go, and you can finish things up?
No. Be on your way with the information.
Today's appearance by Tom Kreidler and whoever else shows up here, brought to you in part by the National Association of Realtors. Every market is different. Call a realtor today or visit realtor.com. If you're considering selling, now may be the time. So check out National Association of Realtors at Realtor, R-E-A-L-T-O-R, Realtor.com. Questions for Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit about home improvement. Here's Angela, who is experiencing an extremely loud noise, something like a ship's horn, when they turn on the hot water faucet in their kitchen. Oh, that's familiar. That's cool. Yes. All right. So how does she fix this problem, Tom?
Well, it's the valve in the faucet that's breaking down and causing that sort of a vibrating condition that occurs. And then because plumbing being all copper, you know, tends to amplify that sound. Now, while it's possible to take these valves apart and repair them, I've found that it's not very practical. First of all, the availability of replacement parts is usually sketchy at best. And unless you happen to get the exact one that's, that the manufacturer originally created, I've found that they sometimes don't work. So I would suggest that it's far easier and in the end run less frustrating and probably more cost effective to just replace that faucet. And when you do, Angela, shop for one that has ceramic disc valves. That's really the state-of-the-art valve today. And the nice thing about ceramic valves is that the longer you use them, the tighter they get. So they don't break down. They actually get better over time.
Really?
There's two perfectly polished ceramic surfaces that make the seal. And I got to tell you, Doug, I've seen these in the factory, and when they're together, the seal is so perfect. It's almost like a suction cup. You can't pull them apart.
Huh. All right, so that's interesting. I didn't know that myself, so you've taught me something along with Angela. John wants to replace the doors in his home, wants to know where he can find a jig for copying, transferring, and routing the old hinge locations from an old door to a new door.
That's an awful lot of work, John. I would suggest that unless there's some historical value to the door frames, that you simply consider investing in new pre-hung doors where all that work is done for you. It's very difficult to take a new door slab that's perfectly square and make it fit in an old opening. I mean, the routing of the hinge locations is only part of the issue. You're going to find out that the doors need to be shaved in different sides, and it'll probably take you longer to try to replace just the door panel than it would to simply remove the door with the jam and put in a new pre-hung door. So I would consider that as the alternative to trying to route out the new ones.
Been there, done that.
All right. There it is. It's Rich McFadden. Yeah. Back again on the Good Day
Program.
The Money Pit, home improvement radio program, heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country. Go to moneypit.com, or you can dial 888-MONEY-PIT anytime and leave a question for Tom and or Leslie. Leslie's much more pleasant to talk to, but Tom is happy to help if he can. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.